Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we are talking about how to work with energy, taking calls for on-air readings. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number, and we have a caller here. We're going to be getting to you in just a second. I want to invite our caller and our listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook and Twitter. And 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. But let's first bring on 330. Hello, 330.
Hi, this is Kim from Ohio.
Oh, hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
I was wondering about you the other day, actually, and wondering what happened with the gentleman you were dating.
That one didn't work out at all.
So the one
he's just into
the one that was your ex before did not work out.
Correct.
Okay. Well, sorry to hear that.
No,
what's
I'm,
your birthday again?
I don't
have it. I'm not remembering.
4/15/71.
Okay. All right. So, what's the topic for today?
I'm actually been seeing someone else.
Oh, okay.
Who, like, came into the picture out of the blue. Yes.
Okay.
His birthday is.
Go ahead.
12/3/60.
Okay. So give us a little backstory on this guy. How did this come about?
2/3/4/5/6/16. He was a customer at work that. Once I let go of the ex, he just showed up as just this bright light and a beautiful smile.
Okay. And he's a 22-4, right? Is that what you got? That's her first and last numbers in his, and her first and his first, actually. Mm-hmm. So this is not the same guy that you were seeing before that had come into your work, correct?
No, completely new.
Completely new guy. Okay, so what's your question exactly about him?
He's been divorced twice.
Divorced twice.
He has one child. Uh-huh. And he just seems totally in the mindset of he's just out to have fun.
Oh, is that good? A good thing or?
No, I wanted, you know, to like live with someone and have something more permanent. But I'm... He doesn't seem of the mindset to think that he's capable of doing that again.
So he just wants to kind of have someone to
go out with someone.
Go out
yeah.
with, and there's not a serious commitment level. So you're wondering if he's going to change?
Yes.
Ugh, boy.
I think he's just afraid to commit again.
And he's, like you said, he's divorced twice. Has he had any serious relationships since? The divorce?
Only like a few months worth. Nothing long term.
Nothing serious. So they've been kind of little flings. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, your problem, Kim.
So good.
Now listen closely. His master number is 4, yours is 1, and together that makes 5. And those, and that occupies your first 3 numbers.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
You understand that? Okay.
Four, it's one, simple. And then five.
You're four, he's a one. Yep. Added together is five, and you have 415. The problem you're getting with this is that you're meeting him is on a karmic chapter, meaning that you and he have a past life together. So in coming back to the earth, you both have to meet. It's karma for you to meet. What your problem is, now that's where it starts. That's okay. But it also invites another problem, because your energies together don't promise that after karma, anything's going to happen. So because he's got this extraordinary journey that he's been on, collecting kids, he doesn't want to move to the next serious place. He doesn't want to do that again. He's been divorced twice. You have a problem, because there is nothing in the code that now promises the karma is going to turn into something that's solid afterward. It all the promises that you're going to two meet. The flip side of that is that it's still an open door, but not difficult.
Just one thing, Neil, though. Their years, excluding the century, do add up to 1-4, 7-1-6.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, that might be a little bit
yeah.
of something in her favor in terms of a transcendent
yeah.
energy.
7, 1, and 6 adds up to 14, which is your math. Well, you see, because we're not saying that there isn't a possibility for something. We're just saying it's not locked in. We're not going to give you a reading that says this is a locked in thing. It's going to happen. We're giving you a reading that's saying it's karma. It's supposed to mm-hmm. be here right now. There's a possibility for a future, but it's difficult.
Okay.
You would have to really, actually, you're the one who's going to have to make the changes, because you'd have to adapt to the idea that he has a child, that you have to put your life into his whole history that he came with. You see, you don't have much history for him to adapt to. You're a single woman, mm-hmm. right? You don't have any children. What is it?
No, I don't. He's grown and out of the house.
You know, he thinks, and you're gorgeous and all that, and you're light and entertaining and inviting. And what does he have to adapt to? The only thing he has to adapt to is his karma, his energy, not you, him. And therefore, you have to adapt to that. So the only way you can get him is to say, for instance, I can be a mother to that child. I can help you in your life.
But she doesn't really want to do that, I don't think. Based on our previous conversations, am I right, Kim? You're not really into being a mother to children.
No, this child is grown in college,
grown.
Out of the house.
Out of the
yeah.
house. But
so
but still,
well,
yeah, I mean, there's
okay.
a...
Is that's the only kid he has?
Yes, and I can be fine with that. And I could have a grandchild sooner or later, but
oh, you want a child?
I'm not concerned.
You
want a child?
I don't want young children from someone right now. But this child is already grown and out of the house.
She's saying a grandchild from the
eventually.
Son or daughter of your prospective mate.
Oh, well,
what you're saying that would be fine
better.
With you.
That makes it easier.
Yeah,
that makes it easier. Can I ask you a question? What?
Sure.
What history have you ever had, if any, but think big picture now, with the fire department?
The paramedics from the fire department came to my house for me last year.
Oh,
and
with your
fire department.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. I'm not aware of that. I don't remember.
We didn't. She didn't tell us
but
that.
They came in a fire truck or a red truck, right?
Well, probably
a red ambulance.
Yeah.
A red ambulance.
That's what I mean, the boxy red one. Well, that's what I just saw in my image.
Okay.
But, Kim, guess what? I asked a higher power to give me a symbol that you could validate under the theme that this might work. So I said, if this is going to work, give me something. Give me anything you got. What I got was that fire truck. You validated it. So that means there's hope.
So there's potential, like,
There's potential, but the theme that came in is interesting.
Yeah.
Why was that
fire truck
theme?
What does this guy do, Kim?
Rental homes and landscaping. He owns several companies.
Well, why did you call the fire department?
She broke her ankle or something.
I called 911 ambulance services, and that's who was closest to me, and that's who they sent.
Because you hurt your leg, right? That's when you hurt your, was it your leg, and you were off work?
No. I had blood clots in my lungs, and I couldn't breathe.
Oh.
And then I had my appendix out. Yeah.
So I thought it was related to the injury that you had at work, but it's really related to blood clots she had in her lungs. So you were having problems breathing or something?
Yeah, after my appendix surgery, I had a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you never told us about this, so.
No, I would.
Nothing. I knew she had an injury. I just assumed it was associated with that.
Okay.
But no.
So then let me ask you. Right now, we have other callers.
I don't know. You know, all callers that are in the queue, if you'd like a reading, please press 1.
We'll get to you shortly. Kim, to your knowledge, has he ever smoked or does he smoke?
He does not currently smoke. I'm not sure if he smoked in the past.
Okay. You see, the reason
I don't know for sure, no.
You don't know?
You don't know.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I'm curious why the image came in of that incident to validate that you two may be together.
There's a connection, but you're, you know,
I'm trying
it's
to
not,
fish out right. why they chose that to validate the hope that you two would be together, unless he wants to take care of you.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You know,
but I mean, he's not showing that, you know, sign that he's really committed right now. Maybe not.
He may not be awake yet. And if he has a karma to take care of her, let me ask you something. Is your grandmother alive or passed?
She's passed.
Did anything happen extraordinary with her, your relationship with her, the circumstances of her death?
I lived with her during my college years.
Oh, okay. See, now you echoed a word because you applied the word college to his son.
Ah, yes.
See? Now we're fishing and catching something. So you have a connection, you actually have a connection in our estimation with his son as well.
She probably doesn't have the birthday son, but that's okay.
See, now,
I know.
The plot's thickening. We're adding more to the recipe.
See?
Let me ask you something.
I like it.
I'm curious. Let me ask you something. A crazy question. When was the last time you had a chocolate chip cookie?
Couple days ago.
See, how would I know that? Am I trailing you, stalking you? I mean, I can't pull out 20 people and say, everybody's had a chocolate chip cookie. No. So we're on to something,
and
Kim.
I was making them tonight for tomorrow. So,
oh,
yes, they're on my mind.
You see?
Okay, so
and I had some a couple days ago.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well, there we go.
So there is, answer is this, there is hope. And so, you know, despite the 415 energy on the month and day side of the birth date, that 14 on the other side shows that there is, and with those validations, more potential than with karmic, purely karmic.
And spirits and everybody coming in and talking to us. Now I'm inclined to say the thing may work.
But she's a busy lady. There's a lot of men in her life. you attract
a lot of
guys.
Right?
That's good.
Because I have a really long dry spell.
Oh, well, you know, that happens. Feast and famine. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's hope,
famine,
Kim.
Then feast.
It's worthy of an further investigation if you want that, or you can always call back the show and let us know how things progress.
Please do one of the two, Kim.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care. Good luck. Okay, 201 is our next caller. Hello.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Neil.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yes. I've been dealing with feeling very heavy these last couple of weeks. And
well,
I'm just trying to figure out why.
Take a jog. Eat some fat-free foods. No, I'm just kidding. She said she felt really happy. But she's, I know she was emotionally. I'm just making a bad joke. No, it's J-A-C-Q-U-E, right?
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Yeah. And your birth date is a... What is your birth date again?
January 5th, 1965.
Yeah, I was going to say January 7th, 1965. Okay. 16. Is there any reason specifically or just...
Of course. I thought I was going to be in court today, but they canceled it until July 13th. And I'm hoping that everything works out then. I'm coming to the end of my school term. This was a rough year.
So you have the day off today because you thought you were in court. They canceled it early this morning or what?
Yeah, but we also have a day off as well. So, but I saw that yesterday that it's canceled until July 13th.
This what in the courts regarding
retiring.
Is it an estate? The state that you were?
Yeah.
The state.
Yeah, there's something with it was like your mother's or father's.
My mother's. Yeah.
Mother's. Okay.
Mother's.
And she has problems with the family members. There's a dispute.
The immediacy of your heaviness, Jackie. The vibration felt like the root of it was a male energy, M-A-L-E. I don't know, maybe it was something in your past that you have still in your system regarding negative male figures, or maybe there's a male figure that's causing you problems currently, but I'm getting a male figure. Has your father crossed over?
Yeah, my father was gone before my mom.
Was that
I had problems with my brother. My father, my relationship with my father was great.
So she's validating.
My father's motivating.
She's having problems with the brother, but the father was a good relationship. So that's and the brother isn't involved in this dispute with the property.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that's
he didn't give me my distribution. He made things very difficult. He doesn't want to accept responsibility and. But at the same time.
Well, you know, in these quick remedy analysis, you're calling psychics. You're asking us, why do I feel heavy? We're obligated to give you a response on a psychic, intuitive, feel or vibe.
Like, it just seems like I feel stuck.
Huh?
Stuck.
Well, the feel. Wait a minute, Jackie. Wait a minute. The feeling we're getting is that your history with your father, your history and current history with your brother, has compromised your integrity, your worth. They've made you feel worthless.
Right. Not her real integrity, but her feeling within.
Yeah.
Not that you don't have integrity.
That they've not valued you. That they've made you feel less than what you should be, that they've done that to you. And it's caused you to feel kind of worthless in that respect, not valued. And so this is something you carry with you in your blood, in your thoughts, in your bones. And it anything can trigger it. It's there. It's active, and it's triggering. Our belief is that it's getting triggered.
Well, also the canceling of the court date probably is a little bit disappointing because you were expecting to go. How long has that date been set up?
Right, because I'm going to have to pay again for them. Any way you look at it, whenever they serve him or serve, my sister and my two brothers, at the end of this, I'm going to be responsible for a bill.
Wow.
And all of these bills never should have incurred, because the will was you know, was straightforward, and my brother took advantage, my sister took advantage, and now they're out of money, and they're still expecting more after they've taken money.
How much money is at stake? Like, how much would
initially, everything was over almost $900,000 in land. And right now what's left is my mother's house, and it's in arrears. I want to try to save my mother's house, acquire it if I have to pay off the taxes, because I've lost enough money.
Would that $900,000?
I don't
want to
walk away with nothing.
The $900,000.
No, most of the money is gone. The money for the other properties is gone. My brother and them, they kept it.
Oh, okay.
I never received a disbursement.
But isn't that something that you can go to court and fight?
That's what we're trying to do now.
So what my question is, how much would you stand to receive that $900,000? How many people is it divided between, if you want?
Four. I doubt four. The thing is, whatever they did with the money, whether he, you know, he took it to the Philippines or spent it, I don't know. Whatever the other three did with the money, I never got anything. And the only thing that's left now is my mother's house.
And how much is the house worth?
About maybe $200,000. But there's taxes owed on it. Yeah.
And you would get $400,000, you said, if you won.
I'm not sure the amount. The other properties are gone. He got rid of them, but he never dispersed my share.
You had bad representation. Where's your lawyers in office?
I got a new lawyer now. That's why we're going into court.
Yeah.
I hired a new lawyer.
Well, you had bad representation. I don't know if your lawyer can do anything retroactively with that attorney. If there's no monies, there's no monies, and you got screwed. But right now, okay, so here's what we're going to do. Chris and I are conjuring up an energy, and that energy is in the symbol of an animal. Don't worry about if this makes sense to you or not. It doesn't have to make sense to you. But that animal is a fox.
You mentioned foxes last night.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it says something about
foxes
last night.
Yeah.
Okay, so that animal is a fox. We work with animal spirits. We talk to animals, both living and in the spiritual realm. Animal spirit are guides. They're deep in mythology. They've been used constantly as icons and energy sources. There's no doubt about it that there's a history of human beings' relationships with animal spirits and animals living. Fox is sly. Mm-hmm. The fox is also, there was a person who raised a baby fox, and we saw it on TV, and they became members of the family. There were a couple of them, and they kept visiting the family and playing with them even after they were adults and were left free in the wild. Foxes are... foxes are considered nuisance. They kill the chickens. They raid. You go on your fox hunt. Foxes have gotten a bad rap. They're actually very intelligent animals. And in the animal realm, they're crafty. And they sometimes, in Aesop's fables, they give lessons, and they're kind of iffy about whether they're good or evil, but there's always something about a fox that is intriguing to the human consciousness. In our world, Jackie, a fox is good. A fox is good because a fox is cunning. All we can
do... That's exactly the word.
What?
Cunning. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put the fox energy into your attorney. Because forget it, you don't have power in this. Your luck has been lousy. We got to get a good attorney. So we're going to put the fox energy into your attorney. Can you give us his first name only?
Her name.
It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Susan. Susan and Chris. Yeah. Chris is her paralegal. Susan.
So this is the attorney that replaced the previous bad attorney?
that replaced the previous two bad attorneys.
Oh, so she's the third attorney.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're happy with her? Are you happy with her?
Yes. I gave it to her plain and dry. This is where I stood, and she told me that he shouldn't get anything else, and you know they committed fraud, and they want to go after the surety company, and we want to try to get it in before this judge retires in August, because I wouldn't want to get to another third judge and drag it out into my next, you know, work year. And she seems pretty thorough.
Okay. So
but they all do, you know.
Okay, Jackie, we're going to wrap up. There's two stories. One is that Susan, the first image is that she wasn't going to be effective enough. She's sincere and she's trying, but she's not effective enough. We're going to put a fox energy on her. And so the circumstances are going to shift. We're going to hope they shift in your favor. And her first name comes to an 11, which is the accumulation of your year, 65. And let me ask you one question before we get to the next caller. Who has a pool table, or what do pool tables mean to you abstractly?
My father had a pool table, and I have his pool balls and his pool sticks.
Ah.
But then we go.
Okay.
So that's our validation for the reading and our validation to help you get an edge on this. And that might be coming from your father, who is probably feeling bad about the way he treated you. Now that he's over on the other side, he's getting scolded. He's probably thinking, oh, boy, they're doing a reading. I better try to do something to help out.
But she had a good relationship with the father.
Oh, she did? Okay, then she had a good relationship. Oh, she had a good relationship.
Didn't you have a good relationship with the father?
Absolutely. Yeah. My brother didn't. The brother. My father.
Oh, the brother.
My father, if he was able to come back, he would be turning over on him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What he
then,
did.
Then, okay, that was just my little error. One thing we have to adjust here is that your father's coming to your rescue from the other side. I don't know what he's going to do, but he came and spoke to us through the pool table. So let's just assume it's a validation.
Yeah, Jackie, and I'm glad you called a little earlier on the show, because usually she's at work and calling at the last minute.
Right,
so you got a little more time today, and hopefully something will work. What's that court date again? July 13th, you said?
Yes.
July 13th. Okay. We'll make a note of that too, and keep in touch.
I will.
Okay, take care.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. All right. 267 is our next caller. Are we going to say something, Neil?
No.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I had just tuned in, but I was wondering, do you see any? Am I on the right path in life? I was going through a divorce the past 2 years, and you know, everything's okay now. I was just wondering if you see anyone coming into my life. And
okay, so you're looking for a relationship. What's your name?
Donna.
Donna. And your birth date, Donna?
4/21/62.
21/62. She's a 25/7. And you are 56, is that right?
Yes.
56 years old?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, Donna. Is there anybody in your family background who's mentally challenged, who has a learning problem? Anybody in your whole family background that you know of?
That is mentally
of mental challenge. Maybe someone
mentally
who's dyslexic or someone who's even more mentally
retarded. And you know,
I have a cousin, distinct cousin. Yes.
What challenges does that cousin face? Is it?
She was just very, they had put her away. I'm talking about years ago that I remember. She was like, I guess, in an institute. But however, my granddaughter is a little bit messed. She has the Noonan syndrome, back, if you want to consider that. It's Noonan syndrome. She's slow growing. She had heart problems. I think she's like almost 10 now, but when she was almost a year old, she only weighed like 7 pounds. But she's okay now. But she had heart problems and she still does. She has they said she would be slow challenging, you know,
okay.
Her
so
whole
she has,
life.
Does she have an intellectual disability because of it?
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
Is she slow?
Is she kind of slow, not too good in school?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's...
She's smart in her own way. She knew, you know.
Yes. No. We're just gathering obscure validations to see if we can get this.
I don't know. I don't think you've ever on this show asked anyone if there was a mentally challenged person. And so, I mean, it's very specific to her. And obviously, we validated a couple of people in the family.
Yeah, we validated. Okay, so now we got to tie that around
the romance.
The situation. Does anybody have a hearing aid or a hearing problem in the family?
And they have to be blood related?
No, just tell them who has a hearing aid or hearing problem.
My stepfather.
Okay, so that's definitely in the family, even though it's not blood.
Well,
so,
Donna.
It's really weird because the medical, there's a strong medical theme today. Paramedics, now this.
Yeah. Sometimes the clouds come in, they all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's hope. Okay, so there's hope. You here's what you've got to think about. If you don't do it, then you've got to visualize it, and that's dancing. Either you go to a place where there's dancing, social dancing, and if you don't want
okay.
to do, are you okay with that, first of all?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go to a place where there's social dancing. Go there first and check out the scene and dance with a few men and see if there's any vibe. There seems to be a guy that's wearing a black jacket, kind of short hair, wet, or whatever he puts on the goop. It just looks, but you know, don't
worry
about
that.
You mean
like a hair gel or something?
I guess that's what it
okay.
is. Don't worry about that. Even if it doesn't sound nice to you. We're just trying to, I'm trying to see this guy, and there may be a name around him, or maybe there's a name around somebody else, and the common name is either Roy, R-O-Y, or Roger.
Roy or Roger.
Or Randall or something like that. So if you know somebody like that, maybe something there's a clue there. If not, then you got to look for that clue, that name coming up. Okay?
Roy or Roger.
Or Randy.
Maybe
something.
They're going to have a Roy Rogers. Do you know
Roy
what a Roy
Rogers,
Rogers is? It's
no.
a cocktail.
Oh, it's a cocktail.
Yeah, it's a whiskey.
Well,
I think.
With a dice of trigger, huh?
Okay, the phone was going in and out when you were talking about this person with the hair.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear you that well.
Well, it's not a big deal. I was saying that in trying to see this guy's hair, something about this guy's hair looked wet or like he had hair gel on his hair. But don't worry about that. That's not that important. It came in as a vision, but I don't think we need to worry about it too much just because it's part of the vision. You know, it's just there. But I think you should. Where would you go dancing?
Probably just at a local club because I haven't been out in a while, but when I do go out, I do dance and I like it.
Okay, well then I didn't know that. We don't know that, and we're saying it. And you like to dance.
Have you dated anybody since the divorce, or this is the first attempt?
I have dated someone. He was a Turkish guy, and that wasn't good at all.
Bad situation.
Yeah, it was good and it seemed good, but it turned out that no, he
well
wasn't
Donna, how did you meet him? How did you meet this person?
As a matter of fact, I had met him at a club dancing.
Yeah. Well, I knew she was going to say that when you asked.
Well, not every fish you pull out of the water is going to be appetizing. You threw him away. But you
okay.
see what I mean? We're fishing in the right area. We're fishing in
and
I believe, the right area.
And she obviously goes dancing.
And she goes dancing. I didn't
know. Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't been there in a long time, but, you know, it's time to start getting there.
Is it a crowd that has a lot of single men?
They're basically men just looking for, one night things
So
that's why I'm really not into it anymore. I'm kind of into it like myself, staying at home and dancing myself.
In terms of that, then an adjustment needs to be made regarding where she's going to meet these guys. You can go to a different place. You can go to, we talked to another caller on the radio and suggested like Arthur Murray or whatever, taking dancing lessons. You might meet someone out of the bar scene because I think this is a bar.
Oh. Well,
yeah, we're not,
that.
You know.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a legitimate, nice, conservative social dancing where a man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking.
No, don't go to bars. I mean, you can go to bars, but it's obviously, as you're expressing, meeting men in bars.
I wasn't even
Yeah, that's why.
No.
That's the only thing I thought of when you said dance, and I figured, you know.
No,
yeah.
The other thing that's kind of weird about this is Roy Rogers, well, it's not a cocktail with whiskey. It's actually a mocktail. They sometimes make it with vodka, but it's like a Shirley Temple. So it's interesting because it's non-alcoholic. So it's kind of tying into the theme of not going to
a bar. Yeah, that's a good one. Well, yeah, don't go to the bar.
Rob Roy is the one with whiskey.
Oh, Rob Roy.
Yeah, but anyway, we didn't say Rob Roy.
That's Scottish, right?
So,
not the bars. You go to a social, look around and see where there's social dancing. That's where nice people go, you know, that want to meet and maybe form a relationship. And they're quiet and they're gentle and they're conservative but they can have fun. You're looking for a man. You're looking for a gentleman. You're not looking for an outlaw. You're looking for a gentleman, and that's what you need to find. You don't find them in bars. They don't go there.
Well,
right, yeah, that's the first thing that came to my mind. That's good that you said that because I'm thinking, oh, no.
No. Absolute no. No bars. No drinking.
She's in.
Just social dancing.
You know, and she just she's in her eighth cycle of seven. She just turned 56. So that may be advantageous.
Oh, you got a long way.
Meeting a guy.
Yeah, you got a lot of time. You have a whole life with the man up ahead of you. You didn't go to the right place. So try the social, look around, see where there's social dancing. There's probably 10, 12 places you don't even know about. Pick a one and go.
Pick one. Okay, and keep in touch with us, Donna. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter.
I sure will. I figured because I'm 56, I didn't know, like, is it over for me or, you know.
She's saying because she's 56, is it over for me?
Oh,
no way.
Gosh,
there was someone talking, I don't know, there was someone a while ago, a client telling us about the mother who's in her 90s and dating. So don't think that.
Quit worrying about your age.
Comparatively.
Quit worrying about it. Don't define who you are because of your age. Knock that out of your vocabulary. This has nothing to do with your age, and quit talking to yourself about how old you are. Who cares?
Right.
Go to the social dance and start looking, and don't be discouraged. It might take a little while. It might take a little while.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Donna, keep in touch.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I sure will. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. 248. Do you want a reading, 248? You are sitting in the queue without your hand raised. 248. I'm going to bring them on anyway. Do you want a reading, 248, or are you just listening?
I'm just listening. Thank you.
Okay. So we have a little time to chat.
Okay.
Neil, we're talking about how to work with energy. And, wow, another vast topic packed into a very short amount of
time.
We've got about 17 minutes, so that's not too bad.
Well, first of all, you got to have an interest in working with the energy, right? But if
well, a lot of people do. I mean, manifesting has become a big topic in the last 10 years, manifesting energy, working with energy. I think people that are listeners of our show are probably into that kind of.
Well, it's equated to want and desire.
Exactly.
Most people
are actually asking questions about what they, whether they're going to get what they want on the show, at least.
I mean, the universal concept of energy is so vast, but there's so much to gather from it because energy, it has categories. It has categories for science. It has categories for literature. It has categories for every possible topic. There's everything under the sun can be connected to energy. And so if we learn to incorporate a specific amount of energy that is outside of us into us, we have more power. We have more energy. I mean, just think about it. You have more energy when you breathe. You don't create breath within. You need the outside world for breath. You need the outside. Think of how much of the outside world you need in order to live. Just think about it. You'll never stop thinking. We're not just islands unto ourselves. We need energy in a million different forms. Well, there is a form of energy out there that can be incorporated into a person's being, into a person's mind, their consciousness, their third eye, their willpower, that actually can be directed and controlled and commanded by the occupant who is bringing in the energy.
So what a lot of people do, I think, is, they create vision boards, for instance, or they use an amulet in order to manifest crystals, physical thing. So we're talking about a very crude form of accessing that energy field, because really when you're in tune with that energy field, you don't need any of that.
No, you don't. You don't.
We have another caller, by the way, but we're going
to
talk.
Well,
504. If you want a reading, press 1, please, because you don't have your hand raised. But if they don't.
You don't need it. I mean, if you want to use cards, if you want to use crystals, amulets, if you want to use pickup sticks, I don't care. You go ahead and use them if you want to use them, but you don't need them. You don't need them. What you need is your brain, your consciousness, and the effort to focus and concentrate and to learn how to work with it. Now, that's a long story. I'm in my late 60s, and I've been doing it since I was 4. So that's a long journey, at least in the breath of a lifetime.
Right, and those physical things may not be effective either, because, if you're not tapped into the right energy source, what's the point? There may be some form of vibration in terms of those
runes. I've used everything in my experience of growing up and working with things, and they're all right. I mean, they're fine, but I would never count on them. I would never use them as the one source. Maybe somebody else has a different experience, but not this person. I've learned that the best route to maintaining, controlling, understanding, utilizing energy is through the third eye. Fascinating. Third eye is fascinating. To tap into it is a journey.
Right. So that's the thing.
Start to feel.
Exactly.
You're doing that.
Tapping into it, you have to start to activate the third eye if you're going to be an effective manifester of your desires.
And
the
first rule of thumb is breath. Breath opens up the third eye. just like flowers open up from photosynthesis, from sunlight. Breath opens up the third eye, and then the consciousness of the breath becomes a factor, meaning that you, when you're breathing, you're thinking something to put into that breath. That breath goes into your body, and then you tell the breath to open up your third eye, and you can you can look at an object while you're doing this, and suddenly you'll see the halo around the object. The object will morph. The setting in the room, the light will change.
And shift.
That, you know, the sun didn't go behind the cloud. You'll start to feel things, and the suddenness of it, you'll gasp, and you'll jump out of the trance, and you'll go, gee, what just happened? But that's the beginning of awakening and utilizing energy. That's the very first energy source to get there, which slowly advances into manifesting things you're really wanting to have happen.
In not only, you know, personally, but in your environment, in terms of controlling the immediate setting of your environment.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, getting a husband or whatever it is, the job that you want.
That's what we were establishing.
Yeah.
The beginning of the conversation was about the environment.
Yeah.
We are basically connected to our environment, immediate and outwardly.
Okay, so yeah, let's take a caller, and probably we'll have to continue this on Wednesday. 504, hello.
Hi, it's Mary Lou from New Orleans.
Hi, Mary Lou. Good, how are you? Give us your birth date again, please.
10/22/62.
Okay, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Good show.
Oh, good. Glad you're enjoying it. Okay. What is your question today, Mary Lou?
I'm in a court case, and I was wondering if you could look at that.
Okay. She's also 56, like Donna.
Not 56.
You're
55.
You're 55, sorry, but you will be turning 56. So you're having a court case. You want to know anything?
Yeah. Are there children involved?
Yes.
Because I'm picking up kids.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm picking up kids. And so is there a custody battle?
Yes.
All right. Does he have a lot of power, meaning money, influence?
Yes. Yes.
And is his attorney really obnoxious?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is all picked up by vibration, which we're getting validations on. Let me see. You see, if he has 5 points, you have 3 right now, or maybe 2.5. So we got to figure out how can we change that. So I'm going to say something to you. I don't know if you've ever called the show before, what word to you, and you just let it be. Don't worry about if it makes sense or not. Okay. Just think about the word and tell me what you think when you hear the word. And the word is black licorice.
I don't like black licorice.
Neither
you
do I.
Like it. You don't like it.
It's gross.
Does your husband, your ex, does he have any health problems, diabetes, overweight, a sugar addiction? Let's go there first.
He likes alcohol.
Alcohol.
Oh,
well, that's
sugar. That's sugar. Okay, so there it is. And so there's something going on in the attitude of him being an alcohol drinker that is aggravating the karma and the energy of these children of your custody battle. Now it doesn't matter. I don't care if I'm right or wrong, but tell me why I would be seeing 3 children.
Okay. You see 3 children because he remarried, and that's what's aggravating the custody battle. And his new wife has a 33-year-old daughter who lives with them.
Oh, wow.
So she, at 33, is the third child.
Okay. And you have 2 with him?
Yes.
How old are
my
they?
My kids are little.
Yeah.
11 and 15.
You know, I did not know, even know she had children. So I'm,
I
was surprised when you said children. I was like, I don't think so, but
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we're trying to, you know, psychic energy, we're trying to figure out, we got some validations. That's good. Have you bought recently a new dress, or did you, were you thinking about buying a new dress or anything with a baby's dress or a dress? Are you, does somebody have a baby? You're buying them a clothes, anything with a dress?
I can't place that right now.
You can't place that. Does one of your friends have a child under the age of 8?
I can't place that either. I mean, there are people at school, but that probably do. But
school has kids.
I might have looked at dresses last month, but I did not buy one.
Okay, don't worry. Okay, let's not. Okay. You know, Mary Lou, you called late in the show. We're getting validations. The custody battle, the kids, this and that, the husband
and,
rude.
Yeah.
You know, it's not it. There's, I'm struggling with the idea of what's going to happen. I'm not convinced you're going to lose here, but I see the odds are against you. Things are against you right now. It's a big wave. What has to be determined is how you're going to withstand the wave and come back. And there's something you can do that might prove that the children are not in the best interest of being in his custody. It might have to do with the drinking. I'm not sure. But there's something you and your attorney have to get together, because you have to decide what might cause friction insofar that he's having children. He has custody of the children, and there's something not right about his behavior. That's the only rough note I can give you right now. There's some music behind all of this, some musical instruments or music. I don't know what it is.
Anything that validate real quick, because we got to move on to the next caller, but does that resonate with anything for you, Mary Lou?
Well, he's hitting. He's hitting on the situation. He is definitely hitting on the situation.
The musical instruments.
Musical instruments.
Anybody?
Nothing?
No kids? Mm-mm. Nothing?
Okay. Don't worry about these things you haven't validated. I'm not concerned.
Okay.
There might be something else regarding that language. But you got to listen to what we're saying. There's a weakness in his behavior that where you might get the advantage. We don't have time to go further into that.
We can, you know, Mary Lou, we're back on the air on Wednesday. You can either contact privately or call us Wednesday on the show a little bit earlier and try to get on, you know, call before the show starts, and then we can give you a little more time.
Okay. Well, thanks. We're hitting great. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. And this is, hi, Mary.
It's me, yeah.
I wanted to get you on because you've been on so long and you were not wanting a reading, but you obviously want to talk. We've got about 4 minutes here.
Jesus.
Yep.
Mary.
Yeah, it's Mary.
1885, right?
Yeah, that's right. I just have a question really quick because you guys were talking about tarot cards and everything like that and divination and whatever. But, you know, I'm into tarot and I don't read for anyone else except for myself because I don't feel confident enough yet. But the question I had was sometimes when I'm reading tarot, I feel like I'll see the card before I pick it. It's the weirdest thing. Like, all of a sudden I'll see the card, and then the next card that I pick is the card that I just thought of. And I'm thinking, a lot of times that happens too, like when someone's going to talk to me about something or I'm going to get an email regarding a specific topic, I'll see, like, the thought in my mind will come up, like, oh, okay, remember that whole thing that was left, you know, unmended? Well, you're going to get an email about that. And then it's just a quick thought, and then all of a sudden someone will approach me about it the next day. It's just like this really quick, like, that's the same with the tarot cards. Like, all of a sudden I'll just think of the card for a split second, and I don't know if I'm manifesting the card or if it's a premonition. Like, it's like instantaneous, so maybe you can help me understand.
Well, it's probably a little bit of both. I mean,
it's a, well, you know, Chris and I do exercises every
with
night
cards.
With cards.
Yeah.
And we
okay.
manifest, we feel the card before we pull it.
So there's a certain, we do certain there's a certain card setup that we do every night. So there are certain cards that we pull and set up in a, so, you know, parting the deck and getting those cards, it's not like a random thing. We're putting out energy in order to get the specific cards.
And it's a nice psychic mental energy exercise. What you're doing is you're have a merge of two things going on.
Right.
You're seeing the, like what Kristen said, you're seeing the card before you pull it, and you're also manifesting the card at the same time. So in one, you are seeing it, and then two, you're also manifesting it. If you can occupy those two contradictory thoughts and say they are two separate things, but they're there. It's like that drawing where you see the vase and then you see the two faces.
God, we were looking at that last night too.
Yeah.
That's funny.
There's two things going on, and you have intuitive skill.
And she's a six.
And right now,
her master number is six.
You're learning, and you're rightfully so, and you're keeping it in your own home, in your own person, rightfully so. And that's what every once in a while you do something with somebody.
Pull a card for a friend. Something. You can practice. I mean, that's
good. Yeah, you can practice.
But
it's you're starting to polish your intuitive skills.
And that's what's happening when she sees the email ahead of time, et cetera. I mean, she's obviously got an innate ability, but refining it, you know, is the next step.
Well, it's weird because it fires off just randomly, you know. There's no,
Mary, think of your third eye as a baby chick in the nest with its mouth open, needing worms. Your third eye is opening up and wanting for you to feed it. And the more you feed it, the more it's going to grow, and then it's going to fly. And who knows, maybe you'll be a tarot card reader in time, make a living or something.
I don't know if she wants to do that.
I would
love to help people, but the only thing is my tarot cards are so accurate that I almost feel sometimes like this is like a lot of responsibility if I'm, like, you know,
it
I want to make sure that, you know.
Don't worry about the response. You know what? Don't let that stop you. Don't let the it is a sense of responsibility. If you're
no, that's
and
smart
ethical,
of her. I think that is smart. You have to be responsible because a lot of people aren't.
But don't let it stop you. If you're ethical and moral and you take it step by step, you know, can you imagine a doctor going, I don't want to be a doctor. I might be too responsible. Can you imagine where we'd be if everybody stopped doing things?
Doctors don't think about it, and look where they end up, like USC's recent doctor.
Well, they're immoral. But if we stopped the world, if everyone was afraid of being responsible, everybody would be in their house, clutching their blankets, watching television.
But she's...
Well,
I
just want to ask one thing. So if it's also in turn manifesting something that I'm seeing the card and I'm also manifesting it at the same time. So it's a two-sided coin. My question is, does that affect the accuracy of it? Because if I'm manifesting the answer that I want to see, is that the correct answer?
No, eventually it will all work together accuracy is the destination.
Exactly.
So don't worry. Don't worry. You want accuracy.
It's not just because you're manifesting the card somewhat does not mean it's not. It's not like you're manipulating the deck. There's a synchronicity between your third eye,
and
the card.
Deliberately practicing witchcraft. You're not deliberately conjuring up, you know, Snow White to take the apple.
But remember, it's not the cards that are accurate, because she says, oh, my cards are really accurate. The cards are cards.
Yeah.
You're using the cards as an energy field to tap, or tapping into an energy field.
That's right.
So, you know, that's where the accuracy is coming from.
So do you feel that, like, tarot cards are being answered by something, or is it me physically moving into an energy space where I'm able to pick up on this? So there's not actually, like, a guide helping or anything like that?
You can, I mean, who knows? That would be...
It could. The tarot cards are an instrument to manifest for you what's going on inside of your energy.
You can connect with spirit forms, with divination tools, and you can also connect with an energy field. So what's happening in your specific instance, we can't answer that. But
it's probably a conversation between your third eye and using, it's like bouncing a ball off of a wall to play handball. you're using the cards to reflect on how accurate
your third eye is working, right.
Which can happen then without the cards. You won't even need the cards. Your cards are only a backboard through which you can discover how accurate you are. So use the cards.
I was just going to say, I think sometimes that, like, I think I'm intuitive enough to understand what I'm observing is right or wrong. It doesn't have to be spoken. Like, it's, and I think the cards are almost like that bit to say, like, okay, well, here's the tangible, depiction on this card, like, that's showing you, you know, that you are actually right about, you know, that you're feeling them and your feelings are right. So, yeah,
ultimately,
definitely.
Yes. The complexity of you discovering your connection to the psychic elements is going to expand. Right now, just use the cards as a tool. Don't read into it yet anything too deeply. Just use it as a tool to test your accuracy level.
And I would say keep a diary, probably, of your observations and your psychic hits.
The complexity will come later. Mary. Don't worry, someone's talking to you or what you're doing with the cards. Don't worry about that right now. The complexity will come later. Just practice.
I practice every... Oh, sorry, you're going to leave. Okay, that's fine.
Say what you're going to say real quick, but we're over and we've got to close the show. But go ahead and say what you're going to say.
I was just going to say, the thing about the cards that's always a little difficult that you need to have intuition is that, like cards have multi-meanings. So sometimes, you know, like Four of Cups could mean, you know, that you're apathetic, but it could also mean that you're meditating. You know, it could mean two different things.
Your level of interpretation is going to be part of your accuracy.
And real quick, the depth of interpretation is going to be different according to each person reading the cards. I've mentioned it on the show before. When I first met Neil in person, I brought tarot cards. And the reading that Neil gave obviously was beyond any other tarot card reading that had ever been done for me. And the symbolism of the cards, all that, you know, being someone who reads literature, I don't know if you're a literature reader, Mary. But interpreting literature and you know, symbolism and all this helps to, I think, be a better reader, for sure.
Okay.
So then you
all right,
can
thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, we are over. So we are going to be back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Sorry to the callers we didn't get to, but you came in late, so you can try us on Wednesday. Thanks.